Chumas, Perk Dalad, Mishnah Beis. Mishayu Peirosov Bemagura. If a person has his fruits in a storehouse. Now, this is different than in the previous Mishnayos, where he had a specific measured heap. Here it's a large amount of fruits or grain. Vinosan saw Leven Levi Usala Ani. Now the Rav brings down two pshat, and we're going to go with the second pshat, which is the way the Rambam learns, that the guy, the one that owns this food, so he gives a sa'a to a levi and a sa'a to ani. So he gives meiser rishon to a levi, and he gives meiser ani to an ani. Meiser ani, as we know, is given in the third and the sixth year of the Shemitah cycle. The problem is that he's got a lot more fruits and grain in his storehouse. So what did he matter? He obviously didn't matter the whole storehouse. Now, the bigger issue here is Trumas Meiser. Because if he didn't give off Meisers to the Levi, there's Trumas Meiser within the Meiser. Let's say he took off Truma, but now he's still got to give Meisers. And within the Meiser, the biggest issue to eat within the Meiser is the Trumas Meiser that's inside the Meiser. So the Mishnah tells us, Mafrish at Shmoina Se'in V'Oichlan, Divrei Rabbi Meir. So Meir says that one is allowed to just pick eight saw that's within this storehouse and eat it. And the Tiferes Tzol explains that Rabbi Meir Shito L'Shitasoi, Rabbi Meir holds of Breira. So even if the Levi and the Ani eat it, and they gave the Trumas Meiser, and that's eaten, everything's eaten by them, and there's nothing left, according to Rabbi Meir, you're still allowed to take eight, because of Breira, Lamafreya, the one that you chose, the eight Sa'as that you chose, the Meisers that you gave, potter them. Now, it's Lav Dafka 8, it's a little bit less than 8, because once you take off Truma, it's 1/10 of what's remaining. 10% of what's remaining. And then even less than that by Meiser Ani as well. But that's why we come on to 8. V'chachamim oimrim, eino mafrish al alfi cheshbin. So the Tiferes Tzol explains that we that hold midiraisa, we don't hold of Breira. Therefore, we have to be concerned that what you took off as Meisers, maybe the Levi or the Ani ate some of it, or most of it. So according to the Chachamim, you actually had to go and find out how much was left over. And after you found out how much is left over, if there's a little bit there, then you can go and take chulin and consider the maestras as pottering that chulin. Now, this is not to go into the sugi of Breira so much, but we see here that the point of Breira that the Tiferes Tzol is bringing is Breira in time, whether you say retroactively, because according to Meir, you say it retroactively. But we see, even according to the Chachamim, even though you actually gave maestras earlier, and there wasn't a specific spot within your storehouse that was designated for the chulin that those maestras are going to potter, you're able to, even if you, it seems that you're able to, even if you don't have Breira legabe time, you're still able to designate later, as long as the maestras are still around, you're allowed to designate what was chulin, even though the maestras are already given, as long as they're still around. And the Rav says the halacha is like the Chacham.